Welcome to August's Safety Tip Tuesday conversation here on 97.9 The Hill, presented by Safe Kids of Orange in Chatham Counties, along with Pam Herndon State Farm. We appreciate their support for this segment, where each month we are joined by a special guest to discuss a different safety topic that local families will hopefully find very helpful. Now, before I introduce our guests, plural, for this month, I do want to share that August is Overdose Prevention Awareness Month, and the topic we're discussing today is specifically alcohol and drug abuse. That might find that listeners might find that to be a little bit sensitive. So this is just a content warning for folks out there that that's the discussion today, but it should be a good one and certainly an impactful and important one to have. My guests are Vicki Helm and Angie Thomas, both who were introduced to Safety Tip Tuesday by the Orange County Partnership for Alcohol and Drug-Free Youth. We are thankful for them to spend their time with us today, and we're very grateful for them to coming into the studios and sharing their stories. Vicki and Angie, thanks so much for taking the time. How are both of you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for this.
Absolutely. Vicki, I want to start with you. We, again, appreciate you being here, and I know that there's a good bit to go through talking about overdoses. Your son, unfortunately, no longer with us because of one. Can you share with us a little bit of his story?
Absolutely. He was in college. He was in a freshman dorm and just spent the day during a Saturday around the NCAA tournament, drinking with another dorm mate. Didn't really seem to have anything else going on, just consuming alcohol. And by the time it was around midnight, my son had started to throw up and was brought back to his dorm room, where he was basically helped two or three times to the bathroom to throw up. And then sometime after that, his roommate and his roommate's brother, who was over 21, went into my son's dorm room, which was the seventh floor. And sometime after that, my son fell out the window from the dorm, and he was found the next morning. He had passed away.
Absolutely. Of course, it being August, talking about overdose, people might not necessarily think of too much alcohol consumption as a type of overdose, but it certainly is. And we know that it's a very challenging conversation for parents to have with kids of any age. Do you have any advice for parents to how to approach that tough conversation, a time that might be best to do so as well, in your mind?
Well, and I've had to learn a lot over the last 7 years since my older son passed away. My younger son was right on the heels of also going away, applying to college, and I found that getting involved with Orange Partnership gave me an education, whether you're talking to somebody who's in elementary school, somebody who's in middle school, high school, the content might be a little different, and it can evolve over time. The biggest thing, my takeaway from this was my son drank, you know, just a beer here or a beer there. You know, sometimes we think if they're at home with us, much like getting your driver's license or your permit, you know, you might drive with your parents and your parents see you as being a certain way, but you get around different people, you get around your peers, and you drink differently. You carry yourself differently. And the atmosphere right now in colleges is excessive binge drinking, which is what we've learned. So yeah, start the conversation. Just don't be afraid, wherever they are, to just say, hey, I really need to start sharing some things with you. And again, tailor it toward how old they are to make sure that they understand.
Absolutely. You're here with the Orange Partnership for Alcohol and Drug-Free Youth. How has getting connected with them helped you and your family?
It really was a wonderful, I've been a part of it now for almost 5 years, and I learned so much of what I didn't know, and I brought it home to my son. So things that, the way that kids maybe drink, or understanding how over a period of time your body metabolizes the alcohol, if you're drinking and you haven't eaten, or if you're drinking and you're tired or you're sick, just understanding all the variables that you can teach your son, daughter to be aware of, this awareness of, you know, everything that goes into, I could talk about the teenage brain, but just for practical matters, you can't assume, don't assume anything when it comes to college campuses.
You are hearing Vicki Helms speak there. We also have Angie Thomas in the studio with us for our Safety Tip Tuesday, presented by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties. They're here with the Orange Partnership for Alcohol and Drug-Free Youth. And we're talking about overdose prevention and overdose awareness, since August is Overdose Prevention Awareness Month. I want to turn to you now, Angie. Vicki, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And Angie, thank you for being here and sharing your families as well. In your own words and in your own comfort, can you share with us your daughter's journey?
Yes. My daughter, Katie, at the age of 11, was diagnosed with scoliosis. She was referred to a doctor in Raleigh, where we went, and they suggested surgery because her progression was so rapid. I mean, she rapidly progressed to where you could physically see such a difference. And so the next year she went in June for surgery, came home after a few days with a countless amount of opioids at the age of 12. We found out about a month later, because she was still in so much pain, that the surgery was not successful. The doctor he didn't do what he should have done. So she went back in November for a second surgery, once again came home with a countless amount of opioids. At that time, I didn't know about opioids. I don't think I'd ever even heard the word. I just was doing what the doctor told me to do. And little did I know, she had become addicted. And the medication that was left in the house, she started stealing. She stole medication from her grandmother. And it was about a year later that we realized there was a problem. So she was in and out of different behavioral centers and rehabs from the time she was 13 until she was 18 and aged out. And she passed away at the age of 21 from an overdose.
It's so challenging to hear. And you saying, of course, just doing what the doctor told, I think a lot of people have very similar stories, and the opioid crisis in the U.S. now much more top of mind than was before, but still a lot being learned in that conversation, still a lot of people learning about those conversations. What is something that you wish kind of early on you had known about that, or known about the challenges of addiction at any age?
I wish that I would have known more about the medication, and I would have been more educated. And of course, through the process of Katie's addiction, I wish I would have known more about what was going on. People tend to suffer alone because of the stigma that surrounds it. And if I could say anything, I would say, if you or someone you love is having a problem with addiction, reach out to somebody. It needs to be heard, and you don't need to suffer alone.
Absolutely.
Because if you do that, more than likely, the person that is addicted will probably end up dying if you don't seek help.
Absolutely. And in addition to conversations, when it comes to medications, too, there are steps to be taken to try and prevent the access to. Again, you both are here through the Orange Partnership for Alcohol and Drug-Free Youth, and actually brought some examples that I have in the studio here of medication lock boxes to make sure that any sort of medication that you don't want folks to get their hands on can indeed be locked up in a safe manner. How important are or is it that parents know that those tools exist? Not just parents too, but you know, mentors, teachers, grandparents. How important is it that folks know that tools like that exist in addition to conversations and awareness?
It's very important. If we would have known that, I believe my daughter would still be here today. It's very important that you lock those meds or dispose of them safely. And there's plenty of places locally to take those meds if you don't need them anymore or if they've expired.
You're hearing Angie Thomas there. Angie, thanks so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate it. We also have Vicki Helm in the studio with us, and we've got to begin wrapping up this Safety Tip Tuesday conversation. Again, August is Overdose Prevention Awareness Month, which is why we're talking about alcohol and drug abuse, and it's fitting that it comes in a month where school is about to start back up, and kids will be heading off to school, potentially parents having these conversations, but they might not be thinking about that. They might be thinking of other aspects of schools to let them know about, especially with everything going on right now with the COVID-19 pandemic. Vicki, turning back to you, with school starting, you know, do you have any advice for parents specifically to help them out in terms of suggesting on how to combat peer pressure or just going into a school year aware of these problems?
Yeah, I think something that would have helped, and Angie touched on it as well, is say something. You know, whether as a parent, we can provide information about things that can, it may not be your child, but your child may see somebody who's in trouble. And for me, this whole idea of trouble or getting somebody in trouble, my son was already in trouble. There was nobody that was going to get him in trouble. And to know that there are either the Good Samaritan law, there are ways to help, whether it's somebody you see that's been in a car accident, somebody who is at a fraternity party or sorority party or other gatherings that you can tell is in trouble. The trouble is already there. It's not somebody else that is telling on somebody and getting them in trouble. My son needed a hero that night, and if somebody would have called, that is what I would say, is either your child or somebody with them, please tell them about the Good Samaritan law, and it's okay. It's okay to call for help.
That is excellent advice, Vicki. And Angie, turning back to you, anything else that you would like to add that you think parents should keep in mind heading into the school year or just in general?
Yes. First of all, never think that it can't happen to you. Look for signs. There are always signs. The changes in their eating habits, irritability, the grades are slipping, easily irritated, and lack of interest in activities that they once loved. There are all kinds of signs to look for. Just pay attention and have those conversations. Tell them the truth about these pills that are coming into our country right now. They look just like regular prescribed pills, and they're not. One pill can kill them. That's all it takes.
Well, we really appreciate both of you sharing your stories, and these stories and having these conversations are why we hold Safety Tip Tuesday, to try and raise awareness of them. Vicki and Angie, thank you again for joining me today. And of course, thanks to the Orange Partnership for Alcohol and Drug-Free Youth for the important work that they do to educate and keep local families safe. We appreciate both of your times and for sharing your stories once again.
Thank you.
As always, Safety Tip Tuesday is presented by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties and Pam Herndon and State Farm, who are great local organizations that put safety at the forefront of everything they do. Thank you to the listeners again for listening to Safety Tip Tuesday. And if you want to hear previous interviews or conversations, head to chapelboro.com.